The Trust Land Exchange along Mitkoff Highway was initially prompted by local residents who objected to the Trust's original plans to log in the area. They were concerned the activity would destabilize landslide-prone slopes above their homes. While the swap would convey most of the Trust property to the Tongass National Forest, the authority has considered retaining a 50 to 80-acre parcel for potential use as a rock quarry or for real estate development. Local Trust Land Office Representative Don Koenigs explained why, at Monday night's council meeting, he thought part of the parcel in question had gentle enough slopes and was stable enough that it could be suitable for a rock quarry or for residential development.
I wasn't thinking just of rock quarries, but I did explore this. I have walked this property in several places. I just walked this line here, when we talk about, you know, hazardous ground, thinking of unstable situation, landslides, etc. I'm thinking of perhaps both of residential or industrial or commercial property. This is solid ground.
Koenigs noted that the land is not zoned, so the trust would still have to go through the city's planning and zoning process to get permits before it could go forward with such a quarry or other land development in the area. The commission could prohibit that activity, according to Koenigs, who said the property could also be used for a subdivision or other commercial real estate development. However, Koenigs detailed the various quarries open and closed in town. He thought that in the long-term future, maybe 50 years or more, Petersburg would be in need of a new one.
You can see, in my mind, why one of the reasons I made a decision was kind of in behalf of the trust, or really in behalf of the trust, but also the community, as to look for an alternative rock source.
Koenigs met with some of the adjacent residents to discuss the proposed land exchange details earlier this year. While residents liked the fact that most of the land would go to the Forest Service, they did not want to see some of it retained for a new quarry next door to their property. One of those residents is Michelle Funt. Funt is one of 94 members of the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association, which formed back in 2005 over concerns about the trust land above the road.
When the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association sought the help of Douglas Swanston, Ph.D., the preeminent expert on soil mass movement, he wrote an analysis for us. He told us that this area was in a landslide hazard area. It's been mapped by the U.S. Forest Service since, I believe, 1982. And that the potential for slides from 3.5 mile to Twin Creeks was from moderately to extremely high.
Funt said Swanston was wary of designating anywhere along that corridor that was safe to log due to the slope, soil, and other conditions. The homeowners have similar concerns over a new quarry or other industrial real estate development on the hillside. Funt noted that there were 23 homes and many businesses below the parcel in question, part of which is between two existing rock pits.
Please understand, I know we need rock pits. My husband and I buy from the rock pits on the Mitkoff Highway. But on the map, you'll see that if you look under the rock pits, there's limited development. There is not very many residences that exist below the rock pits for good reason. The state of Alaska and the city decided long ago to let this area be developed residentially. If the TLO continues with their stated plans, these landowners could look forward to more noise, more dust, more traffic, loss of water rights and or water quality, flying debris that will be a danger to their families, trees falling on their property due to blowdown, and possible slides impacting their families and or the property.
Petersburg City Councilors have previously expressed support for the land exchange, and they were sympathetic to the residents' concerns over a potential quarry as well. However, the resolution before the Monday called for the trust to exchange all of its lands above Mitkoff Highway, and that could include property beyond the stretch that the homeowners are concerned over, from 3.4 mile to the Twin Creeks logging road at about 7 mile. With agreement from the group's representatives at the meeting, the council amended the measure so that it requests the trust include the specific 80-acre parcel in question as part of the exchange. Councilor John Haverlick shared the homeowners' concerns about the trust's land management practices, but he also noted that he respected Koenigs, a longtime Petersburg resident and active community member.
I implicitly trust you and all the great things you've done for the community, but I don't have the same faith in mental health. And that's, you know, that's why I'm supporting protecting this area and, you know, for a transfer.
The resolution passed unanimously among the five members present. Councilors Rick Braun and Ed Sarf were out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.